everyone. Welcome back to It's All Happening with Amanda. I have a really special episode going on here because I'm here with my friends, Kendrick and Donnie, and we are going to be breaking down Big Brother this season. So we'll be switching off whose platform we're going to be posting the episodes on. So you need to subscribe to everyone's podcasts. Obviously, if you're listening here, you already subscribed to mine. So I'm going to have Donnie and Kendrick introduce themselves and tell you where you can go subscribe to their podcast so you don't miss our next recap. Donnie, do you want to go ahead?
Sure. Yeah. So I am the co-host of I Am the Cute One, a Mary-Kate and Ashley podcast. But if you would like to be looped in with our Big Brother recaps, you're going to need to follow me on truly anything. And you can get that wherever you get your podcasts.
Amazing. Okay, Kendrick.
Well, hello. Thank you for having me. So I'm Kendrick, everyone. I am the host of the soon to be called just Housewives of Marvel 2 podcast. I do everything from, you know, everything related to scripted and unscripted TV. Give me a follow. I'm looking forward to this Big Brother journey. I've been off of the wagon for a little bit, but I used to be a super fan. So I'm excited to get back on. It looks like they've addressed a lot of stuff. So I'm excited to jump back in.
Yeah, that's exciting. So yeah, I want to share with everybody kind of what our journeys have been with Big Brother. So Kendrick, you said you used to be a super fan. So when were you a super fan? What seasons did you watch a lot?
Oh boy. So I'm so bad with like numbers. Like for some reason, like when it's Real Housewives, I can remember a number episode, like everything, but Big Brother, I have no idea. I started like becoming like a super, super fan. Like I watched In and Out like back in the Janelle days, of course, mm-hmm. You know, the GOAT. But I think I really started watching like episode to episode when my favorite player, when it comes to reality TV, I tend to like controversial people. So I have always loved Rachel, red hair. I knew it. I know. Don't beat me up. I've always loved Rachel because I feel like she was one of those people that used to talk so much trash, but every single episode she backed it up. Like they had to plot on her for so long to get her out of that house. I loved it. So like around her time when she finally came on is when I really like kind of got invested into it. I love to hate her, but I was also in the back of my mind kind of like, oh shit, this is amazing. I love everything about this. I kind of love her. I won't tell anybody though, cause I'll get beat up. So that's kind of when I jumped in permanently.
And then you took a break for a while. Mm-hmm. And so you didn't watch last season, even the All-Stars or anything?
I think I've missed probably, okay. So I was watching, I loved Celebrity Big Brother US. Like I loved Tamar and Candy season. I loved it so much. So I was watching that. I wasn't watching the other, like, you know, the one that we're talking about. I wasn't watching this Big Brother. I didn't watch like CBS All Access Big Brother. What is it? Over the Top or whatever it's called. I wasn't watching that either. I think I missed probably like three seasons. It just like always, my criticism was that like, it always tended to like, everyone thinks that someone is hiding the house, usually like the buff guy, and they just hand over the competitions. It's just like, oh God, like this mm-hmm. is so annoying. And so I just had to tap out for a little while until they got caught up with the times, and they've kind of caught up now. So I think I'm back in.
That is literally what happened last season with Cody.
Yeah.
Like they just were like letting him win. Enzo was like, we've got to protect Cody. I'm like, there's three people left. What do you mean protect Cody? Like you're at the end. You're supposed to be fighting like,
shouldn't
for your
we be
life.
Stabbing Cody in the back right now. I don't.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot. But I think this season hopefully will be a little bit different. What about you, Donnie? I feel like you've watched every season, haven't you?
So I started in season 6 and I became really obsessed with it. From season 6 to season 13, I was invested. That's before like CBS All Access, when you could just watch live feeds. So you had to subscribe to them. I did that. I would go on Twitter and read like recaps of live feeds. I was really into it. And then I auditioned 7 times during these years. Like I audition every year. Then around season 15, it wasn't as fun to watch because that was like the racism episode. So I stopped watching halfway through and I would just read the recaps and not watch. And then season 16, I was like, I'll give it a try. And each season after that, for a while, it just wasn't fun anymore. So I would still be into it and like know what was happening on the show, but I would not watch. And then last year with All Stars, I was so excited. The cast, I felt like it was a perfect blend of like new people and old people. So I was like, oh my God, everyone I love from like the early years are back. So I started watching, and then we know how quickly it became a mess. So once Janelle left, I was like not invested anymore. And then when Bailey and Devon left, then I like didn't see an episode the second half of the season. That was all I needed to really check out. But this year, like you already talked about, the cast is a lot more diverse than usual. And even the ages are a little bit older than normal. And like, they look like real people. It's not just all models. I think we're going back to the roots of Big Brother, and I'm very excited.
I agree with that. And I think to an extent, we're always going to have a little bit younger of a cast these days on reality TV than we did when it first started, because it used to be totally socially acceptable back in like the early 2000s and in the 90s for someone with like a well-respected corporate job to be like, I'm going to go on Big Brother. And like people weren't really worried about what it would look like. And now with just social media and the internet.
Now you have to understand the assignment.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
You have to understand the assignment. Yes. And people, you know, now everything is able to be on demand, DVR. It's played all, you know, you can watch on the computer and everything like that. So I feel like things now people are just a little more careful. So it's going to be hard to ever get back to like the old days. I mean, I know you guys didn't watch the early, early seasons, but that's kind of what I like the most. From like 2 to 10, I'm more into. And then from like 10 to like 18, I was just kind of in and out because I binged everything later in life. I didn't watch anything in real time until season 20. So I'm like a new fan. Yeah, I'm like a very new fan, but I watched a lot of TV. So I binged it all. But early on, like there was, I mean, I'm sure you've heard of the hot tub situation from like season 2. Like there's like literally like a married woman giving a foot job in a hot tub to like, you know what I mean? Like that stuff is major. And I just feel like people, like a very adult married woman is not going to necessarily put herself in the situation today like she did back then. But I don't think she realized what she was getting herself into with being taped 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So. But yes, I'm excited. I'm excited about this cast. I feel like it's going to be good. And I was telling Donnie earlier, Kendrick, that on the Big Brother Reddit, which I go to sometimes, but I'm not like super active on it because I feel like I'm not as big of a super fan as the people on there. So I just don't have as much to share, but
you got to kind of be careful with Reddit too. Yeah. You can really mess up your mental well-being with Reddit every now and then. So you got to kind of be careful.
It's a lot, but I do have to give credit to them because someone posted a list of all the new cast, and based on their interviews, whether they seem to be a real fan or a recruit. Mm. And the reason they figured it out is because, you know, during Sequester, they have them watch a couple of seasons of the show. So if all of their answers to the questions had to do with two seasons, I can't remember which ones, that overlapped, they realized that they were probably a recruit who had only seen those seasons before. But a lot of these new house guests actually had a lot of answers from early on seasons. So they seem like true super fans. So it's 11 super fans, 4 recruits, and they were unsure of one house guest, but this was before the replacement of Claire. So I'm not sure about that.
Okay. That's really interesting. So I am a later in life Big Brotherin or whatever we want to call it. So but I'm one of the people that I have a cousin that's been watching since day one. There's a bit of age difference between us, but she's been watching like forever. She's the one that got me, you know, watching the show. And so every now and then when we'll watch a season together, she'll just like randomly make a statement like, oh God, like Dr. Will would never do that. And I'm like, who is Dr. Will? And so like, she'd make me like, I'd go back and like watch that season. Like there are big gaps in my Big Brother timeline, but I've slowly kind of filled some in. I kind of want to go on that journey with you though. I think I want to start at the beginning. Well, you've gone on it, but I think I want to start at the beginning and just while I'm at home, I know, before they make me go back to work. Oh God.
I get these ideas though, where I'm like, should I make a new podcast that's just recapping old seasons of Big Brother? And then I'm like, wait, this is season 23. Like, what am I thinking? That's a lot.
That's forever content though.
I did post earlier today about my favorite player, which is Janelle. And I had people submit their favorites. And so mm-hmm. Janelle came up a lot. Some others were Dr. Will, Dan, Vanessa, Derek, and James. I also like James. But yeah, so there wasn't too much like variety. It was a lot of people repeating the same ones. What about you, Johnny? Who's your?
I'm gonna say, am I only the only Rachel that was out there?
Yeah, I didn't get any more Rachel. Yeah. I didn't get any Rachels.
No, I hated Rachel her original season, but over time, I did start to realize like how important Rachel was as like a character. But
yeah,
Janelle's my favorite by far, and then Brittany is my number two.
Oh. She's funny. She's really funny. Yeah. I like watching her on the show mm-hmm. when she did that. Who was it? She did the little prank phone call. Yeah. And, hey, it's Janelle. Whatever that was. That was hilarious to me. She's really funny as a player.
Did you see Brittany and Janelle on The Amazing Race together?
I didn't watch
it. I did not.
Oh, yeah.
I've only seen a premiere episode. Like, I always try to commit to the Amazing Race. I always watch like the premiere and then I'm like, I'm not normally
an Amazing Racer, but there was one season where it was only contestants from the Amazing Race, Survivor, and Big Brother. So it was like Janelle and Brittany together. Rachel was on with her husband, and then Nicole F, who we don't need to talk about, but she was on with Victor.
Is Rachel still with her husband?
Oh,
that's good. Okay. She had to really kind of carry him through the season, but still, that's good. That's great. I'd like to hear that.
I love how like Big Brother really is more successful with like romance than The Bachelor and Bachelorette. Yeah, right. I know we don't have to talk about Nicole, but I mean, I was happy to hear about her having a baby and like, you know.
She's glasses.
Yeah,
that's blonde. It. Okay. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay, just making sure you said Nicole F, so I was like, oh shit, like mm-hmm. this. I thought it was a Laguna Beach situation, like Alex H and Alex M. I'm like, oh God, I don't know who.
We have the same problem this season, so I know we'll go through. I guess is this an alphabetical? I don't think it's alphabetical. It is by last name. But there's two Derek's, which is going to be so confusing. So they need to definitely figure out a nickname situation for them. I don't know. But let's go through the cast list. I want to hear what you guys think about each person just based on, I don't know, photos.
Yeah.
I kind of love this. I'm ready.
Okay. So the first person is, I hope I'm saying her name correctly. It's Aza. And she's from Baltimore. So she's already my favorite because that's, you know, I live outside of Baltimore. So she's my favorite.
I'm gonna say you and every other podcaster on the planet, apparently.
Yeah, we all live here.
Everyone except me.
And it says that her favorite player is June. So that's exciting. She's definitely like a super fan. And she talked about Keisha's birthday. So I feel like she is going to be a good person to watch. What do you guys think?
I think so too. And in her three words to describe herself, she said charismatic. And I feel like that is a big word to use if you're not. I feel like normally people only use that word if they really are. So I do think that she'll command a room and the screen. And I'm excited to see her.
She also describes herself as clumsy, though. That kind of scares me a little bit. Like, I don't know how good you're going to be at these challenges if you're clumsy. But I just want to say she has an afro, so 10 out of 10 for me. She's my favorite already. We've only talked about one person, but she's my favorite.
Yeah, so she might get the social game and not the physical comps. But that's more my style anyway, because I can't even imagine. So next we have Christian. Oh, look at this last name, Birkenberger. That is such an interesting name. Oh. So he's from Connecticut. And since he's from Connecticut, I can only assume that he is rich. I don't know if that's true or not, but
I'm pretty sure everyone that lives in Connecticut is rich. So that's sounds a fair rich. Assumption.
Yeah, he looks like he spends a lot of time like hanging on the, like Dawson's Creek-y, I feel. I get those vibes from him. So I definitely think he comes from a rich family, but he's a general contractor assistant. So I don't know. The blue blood in him. I don't know if it's like family money. Like maybe that's his daddy's company.
I thought you were gonna, when you said he looks like he spends a lot of time, I thought you were gonna say perm in his hair, because there's a lot of curls in here. I don't know. There's some people I know be jealous of those curls. So I, you know what? I'm team perm. So I'm he's high on my list too. I like him.
It looks like a Shirley Temple wig though.
It kind of does, right?
The thing that concerns me is that he says, like, I want to appear clueless and not a physical threat. So it's like he's telling us that he's strong is basically what he's saying, which I'm like, so are you full of yourself? But he probably is just strong.
Charming, friendly, and determined. Those are three kind of pretty basic descriptors. So he might be more brute than brain. So I don't, I'm not sure which way to go with him, but I'm... The curls are winning out for me. He's okay on my list. I don't hate him yet. Don't hate him yet.
Okay, next is Hannah. She's only 21 and she's a grad student. So I don't know. I'm like, I hope this doesn't turn into like an Annalise from 21 situation. Just like young student, hasn't had any like life yet.
Yeah, she used the word calculated to describe herself. So I almost feel like she's going to play too hard, too fast, and be out early.
Yeah, she says she's not afraid to get messy and stuff and bathe in people's blood. So, yeah. A little intense.
Oh, she's very physically pretty. Like, she
is.
Stunning face and everything.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
But she described herself as calculated.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how to take that.
Right. And she says she plans on lying about her occupation and career. And I feel like people that do that, especially because she's a grad student, like, you're not the vice president of the country. Like, those people, right. The people that are like really high at the top of their, you know, career or whatever, I understand when they lie and say they're like a kindergarten teacher, but you're just a student. You're fine.
Like, you're not replacing Jeff Bezos at Amazon. You're like, you're a grad student. There's no, I'm going to look at you and I'm going to know that you're 21, 22, 23. Like, I don't think that you're like the hotel general manager or like at Eli Lilly, like curing cancer. Like, I don't, I'm not sure why she's lying. I don't, I'm not sure the strategy, but I love chaos. So I think I'm here for it.
unless you're like an FBI agent, if you're like an investigator, that makes sense to lie. Or if you're like a poker player or something and you just don't want people to know that like you get a good read on people, but it's like, you're a grad student. That doesn't say much about you, unless it's whatever she's majoring in. Then maybe that's what she should be lying about. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. The next guy. So he is so hot on Instagram, but like not in any of these photos. His name is Brent Champagne.
That's my type. That's my type.
Yeah. I would make sure I shared the room with him. And my edit for the whole first episode would just be me talking about how hot he is, I think.
I'm here, flight attendant. Was not expecting that. And you know what? I judged the book by its cover. I shouldn't do that. Flight attendant from Cranston, Rhode Island. What do they say about people from Rhode Island? Do they have a stereotype?
I feel like that they're more rich people, aren't they?
That's what I feel. I just feel like anyone New Englandy is, I don't even know if Rhode Island is in New England. I make up my own geography. I don't really know. But I just feel like that screams rich too. Like, you're on an island. You don't even need to like be with us. Like, that just screams rich.
Wait, but I don't think it's really an island, is it?
Oh, see, I don't show you how much I know. Listen, math was my strong point. Geography was not. I did not know anything about geography. In school,
I know they eat a lot of lobster. Geography. Yeah, they eat a lot of lobster, so they have to be rich.
And they must be near water. I don't know if they're an island, but there's definitely water around, Ken.
There we go. So, I love a good ball bag too, but I can't afford them, so I'm amazingly in debt from always eating seafood.
He also talks about how he's charming in his bio, so I feel like he will be someone that people will like flock to and just be like, I don't know. I feel like it kind of reminds me of maybe Brett in a way from 20, because he was so hot. And even like the people he wasn't really friends with never took him to be like manipulative, because he was just like a pretty face. I don't know. Yeah.
He reminds me of like, what was that season? The guy, I think his name was Derek, that was never in the bottom two. or never up for eviction this whole time and then won the season. Was that Derek, the police officer?
Yeah.
Okay, him. He reminds me of him because like everyone just loved him in the house, but he was like pulling every single string. And like that one girl had was like, I need to keep my eye on you. And then he got to sit home that same week. He was like, no, you're not keeping your eye on shit around here. So I'm liking it. I'm here for Brent for a lot of reasons.
And I do think being a flight attendant is going to really help him, because I do feel like you have to be so charming in that position and you deal with so much shit that he'll be able to just like take anything on the chin and like repress it kind of and move forward ready to attack.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the next person is a recruit. They're pretty sure she's a recruit. Her name is Brittany D'Angelo. She's a famous TikToker. Oh. So she is, yeah, she's a popular TikToker, and all of her answers from her bio reference BB 14 or 16, which appear to be the sequester seasons for this year. So that's the ones that they watched if they had never seen the show before, or just in general, just to have something to do. So I think being a TikToker, I mean, it's fine. We're going to have these social media influencers on Big Brother these days, but I just hope that they're not all influencers. So
is it bad that like, I like me as someone who's like a podcaster and has an Instagram account, when you said TikToker, I still rolled my eyes. Like, that's terrible.
I know.
Like, why did I do that?
Wait, why am I like acting like that's a bad, I don't understand. Right. Why am I acting like that's a bad thing? I don't understand.
I need to like look on the inside of me right now. Like, what is going on?
And she's also a teacher. So am I. It's not like she's just a TikToker. And there's nothing wrong with just being a TikToker. If you are, more power to you. I guess it's just more like the seasons where they have people that already have a social media following, I feel like aren't as good. So it's not about her having that hobby or job.
Right. They've already honed their image. That's no fun.
No, yeah. I think Queen Janelle said it perfect last year in All Stars when she was talking about, I think, Nicole F. And she said, like, there are so many people that only come on. They don't even care about the game. They just come on to get a following. So hopefully that's not the case with the influencers they have. But if it is a house of all influencers, fine. We have no problem with that here. As long as you're here to actually play the game.
That would be a good season, probably, though. A house full of influencers. I feel like they'd all probably be super obnoxious, but it'd probably be a super good season, though. I can only imagine the cattiness.
But they should all be us. Like, it should be us.
I was literally just about to say, like, should I go on Big Brother to get a following? Like, I need some money.
You're like, sign me up. One of the first combos I ever had with you, Donnie, was when I had first started posting about wanting to apply for this season, which obviously I can't now because I'm pregnant, and I knew I was going to be trying to be, so I probably wouldn't go on. But you gave me some advice because you had, you know, applied in the past, and you said, you know, they are looking for people who can like talk to people a lot. And so if you already do have like a social media presence, it's easy for them to see like what you're going to bring. So I get that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's now that you say that, I do remember like the early like conversations with and about Amanda being it, like, okay, everybody, we've got to get Amanda on Big Brother.
We had a campaign for it. While season 22 was on, we were sick of that shit. We said, we're ready for 23.
Right.
Yeah, we're like, turn this off. Let's get the next season going. Okay, so now we have Derek. So this is the first Derek. This is Derek Frazier from Philadelphia.
And he is a podcast host. I looked him up. He is co-host of one, and he is so fun. I didn't know anything about him before, but I was trying to find I was trying to find the gay cast member, and my eye just drew to Derek. And sure enough, I think I'm right. So he is in my tops to start the season.
This is a bit scary because I feel like I'm kind of looking in a mirror a little bit. I don't know.
You're and like, wait, did I get on Big Brother? Right. Is that me?
Like, what am I doing here right now? Should I be on a plane? I don't know what's happening. And then you just said he's a podcaster. It's like, oh, wait a minute. What is happening?
It's like that Jordan Peele movie. It's us.
Oh, my God. We're us.
Oh, my gosh. But I like how he was honest and he's like, I want to win $500,000. I'm like, yes. Like, that is the point, right? Exactly. Like, that is the whole goal. Yeah, and he says he's outgoing, so I feel like he'll have a good social game, but also assertive. So I like that. He'll probably try to win HOH early on, so that's good. I like when people go for
it. I love that he
it.
Described himself as loud. Like, I like people that know that, like, they're loud people. There's nothing worse than someone that, like, is super loud but, like, doesn't know it. And, like, when you tell them, it, like, hurts their feelings. It's like, you know damn well you're loud. I think I'm liking Derek. I don't know which Derek. I'm pitting him against other Derek, and I haven't even met other Derek yet. But I think Derek Frazier is my favorite right now.
Okay, so now we have someone named Brandon French, but he goes by Frenchie, and he's a farmer.
Uh-huh.
Silence.
Wearing suspenders.
Yes.
And something that we can't see in the photo, the three words he uses to describe himself. The first one is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. And I said, Frenchie, shut the fuck up. But I will say he threw me for a loop because I thought based on his like hometown and occupation and just overall look that he would be someone, we'll just say, I wouldn't want to live in the Big Brother house with. But then when I was reading his bio, the like fun things to know about me, he said he's a member of NAACP. So I was like, Brandon French throwing us for a loop.
I like that he's like,
he's my favorite.
I like that
he, you like can't that he, say that every time.
He's my favorite. I like that he put it out there though, because he's like, listen, like I know I'm a farmer. Like, yeah. I know how this looks, but don't worry.
He's getting ahead of it. I love it. That, you know what? He's from Tennessee, my home state. I say it every time, but he's my favorite now. I think I'm rocking with Frenchie. With Frenchie.
You're gonna have to tell us your actual favorite.
I know. I'm gonna have to go back through because I'm just gonna like I don't remember anyone. I'm here for everybody.
Okay, so now we have Travis, who's from Austin, Texas, but he lives in Hawaii. Like, duh. Look at him. He's wearing like a Hawaiian shirt.
Why do I feel like this exact person has been on the Big Brother house like four times before? Like, does he not look familiar?
They cast these like, like the tropes. And so he's like the surfer.
God. I'm not mad about it, but.
I am.
I know. I'm mad, but it's like, am I? He describes himself as rambunctious though. I wasn't expecting that word to come up. So that's okay.
And he says, he says that he is most excited about living in the house so he can pull pranks on people.
He's my least favorite.
I don't
least
like favorite. That. I don't like pranks. I don't like them. And I feel like he's just trying, he says that and he's going to be the prankster because he's just trying to get like the little clips, like, you know what I mean? The little like shareable gifts, if you will. And it's like, no, I'm not making a gif of you, Travis. I already don't like him.
He described himself as curious too. Just wanted to put that out there.
Curious about what?
Exactly.
I'm curious as to how long he'll last because it's too long. I'll tell you that.
I know. We don't see it for you, Travis, but that's okay. you have time to change our minds.
Okay, so the next person is Alyssa. She's beautiful. She's also kind of young. She's 24. She's a swimwear designer. I feel like she's going to be a sleeper. Like, you're going to see her and be like, oh, she's just like hot. There's nothing there. But she says she's applied a bunch of times. So that makes me think that she really, not that she is going to be great because she's applied a bunch of times, but that she's watched a lot and she like knows what she should do to get on the show and that she kept coming back. So she has like that perseverance.
She's like one of those people on American Ninja Warrior that always tries to like come back and like make it to the final stage, but never gets past the first round. I'm rooting for you, Alyssa. I hope you make it this time. I'm rooting for you.
I know that I've auditioned a lot and I think I would be good TV, but it makes me nervous when people are super fans sometimes because I feel like there are people that are like on TV and there are people that watch TV. So when people say they've watched their whole life, I'm like, oh, maybe you'll be boring.
Right. I mean, keep in mind, Jackie watched Real Housewives of New Jersey before she joined. So
yes, exactly.
That's really good point.
I must say, not me slandering Jackie every chance I get. Let me stop. This is Big Brother. Let me stop.
That's okay. That's okay. I always welcome that kind of vibe around here. So next we have Tiffany. I'm excited about Tiffany because she is 40. So I feel like, you know, she's like a real adult. And she's a phlebotomist, which is so fun. She like, you know.
I was just about to say her occupation is that word that I always hear, but I have no idea what it is.
Every time someone says it. They take your blood. Like, they're just like, you know, they stick you. They take your blood.
Okay. Yeah. What's the person that, like, works with flowers?
Florist?
What is it called?
Wait, is that the word? Wait, what do you?
I don't know. Probably. I feel like in How High, there was a term for people that, like, grew, like, that worked with, like, genius.
Botanist.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking of. Oh, different things. All right. So I just learned something new today. There we go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. She's my favorite. I like her.
But I like her. Oh. Yep. So, no, go ahead. Go ahead, Donnie.
I like her strategy for winning the game. She said she wants to learn as much as she can about everyone else and keep her mouth shut. I don't know if that's going to be good TV, but I do think that'll get her far.
I think then she'll play, like, under the table and have more one-on-one conversations and get lots of info from other people. Like, I could see her being someone who's like, we'll throw a little bit out to get a lot back and get the intel, and then be a vault and not tell anyone what she heard. So that way she can, like, you know, fly under the radar.
She has kind of like tattoos like Keisha Cole, though. So I don't know if going based off of looks, I don't know how quiet she's going to be, but I like that she described herself pretty plainly, like kind, funny, and outgoing, like three of the most like used words. So maybe she is just kind of like a, not plain Jane, but what's the word? Kind of like a
basic.
Yeah. But then not a basic bitch, but, you know, just a little basic. That's okay.
Just
being normal. A little maybe, basic is okay.
Yeah. Or maybe she is like very social because all of her answers are very short and basic, like words. So maybe she's not a wordsmith because she relies on her personality.
There we go. There we go.
Someone who does not have to rely on his personality is Xavier, because he is so hot. He's the next guy. So he is an attorney too. I'm like, dude, like, you're smart and you're good looking.
I know.
So I feel like an attorney has a lot of knowledge and they might be a threat.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. So he's from a place that I, for the longest time, was convinced was made up. He's from Kalamazoo. I definitely did not think that was a real place. I think I found that out.
Michigan.
No.
Michigan's not real. I
watched enough sports to at least know that that's a real state. Now, Kalamazoo, on the other hand, that I thought that was what you played, like the harmonica. What is that? What is that thing called? A kazoo. There we go. This is a very informative podcast. I'm really having a great time.
You're learning so much.
I know.
This might be like perverted. I don't care. Cancel me if we need to. But I hope he and Alyssa are in a showmance because I want to watch them kiss.
Yes, that would be a great couple.
That would be.
I wish that the little short bio said their marital status. I wish me I too. Knew now like who was married, who wasn't. But I guess we'll figure that out pretty early on.
I'm okay with home wrecking, though. So if they want to,
it's better TV.
Right, Kendrick's exactly. Like, I'm okay with it.
Bring on the foot jobs in the hot tub.
Exactly. I missed that season, so I need to make up for time. I'm here for it.
So this is the replacement person. So Christy was supposed to be on, and she got COVID. She tested positive. So now we have Claire, who... there was something I knew about. Oh, she's a super fan.
Yeah.
And she was pre-gaming. She was like asking people for advice, like past contestants.
Wow.
And she has, I don't know if it's a podcast or a Facebook group or something, but she is like such a super fan that she made a Survivor and Big Brother, like something. She made some kind of content before. So like, she's really into it.
She's one of us. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who does she fit? She reminds me of someone that's been maybe in the Big Brother house before. Who does she look like?
Who does she look like? Who does she look? Danny? I think maybe.
I'm going to research this because she looks like someone. Who is this? Oh my God. Who does she look like? Yes. Yes. Well, no, wait. Who who was oh my God, I'm gonna mess with it. He's a legend in a Big Brother house. He has a daughter though that's been on the show too.
Yeah.
Danny.
Is that Dan? Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, but she had brown hair before and now she's blonde. Uh-huh. So that's okay.
Okay, that's exactly who she looks like. Yep.
Okay, so the next person we have, I feel like I'm gonna hate so much. Her name is Sarah. And like, why is she wearing this? She's wearing like a shirt with a spaghetti strap dress over top that shouldn't be together.
No, it looks like she's in a Disney Channel sitcom about middle school. Like the earrings, there's fucking little hair clips. It's just too much.
She is like Lizzie McGuire movie person. Like, what?
I was about to say a Blossom reboot or something. Like this is it's a little off-putting.
And I hate people who call themselves quirky.
Oh.
And her plan is to float. Like, get rid of her now.
We don't see like that? Floaters. Grab a life.
That's why Rachel's my favorite.
That's true, Kendrick. Yeah, like that's the thing. You want a player, like a real player. I do not like floaters. I like if people can somehow keep it undercover and maybe people think they're floating, but they're actually playing. Like, that's fine.
I think we can all agree she might be at the bottom of our list.
I would hope so.
She's going to have like a great personality for me to like be on. She's going to have to be like, who's a funny, like who's going to be like NeNe Leakes mixed with Sonia Morgan for me to like.
Sonia Morgan is quirky, so maybe she will be.
Mm.
She is, but she wouldn't say she's quirky. No, she doesn't know she's quirky.
That's true.
But I really like, the reason why I like the early seasons is because, and I know every season is different, but like with season 6, just the fact that like everyone knew who everyone was working with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like us against them, and it's fun that way. I like when it becomes like that. And I know not every season is going to be quite the same as season 6, but I just really enjoyed that dynamic, and I'm always looking for that to come back, and it's just like never the same.
Never.
But never. We have Whitney Williams, who I'm going to call Wendy Williams the entire time. She's a makeup artist.
She reminds me of Whitney from Salt Lake City. Yeah.
Just about to say it. Yes.
Yeah,
Whitney Wild Rose Williams. Is that her? That might be her. They've been like filming season 2 for a long time. Maybe she has a break right now.
She says she's quirky. She says she's quirky too.
Oh my God.
Jeez. She doesn't look like she's quirky.
No. She looks like a supermodel. Supermodels, I don't know if they're allowed to be called quirky. Like, stop using our words to appropriate us.
Right.
You're hot. Just say that.
It says she's a mom. So I like that because she's like clearly wants to like actually be there for a reason.
Yeah.
Because I think to leave of like your kids and your family, you're like there to play. She's not just like on vacation. Well, maybe she just really doesn't want to be around them anymore, but
she's been with them the past year and a half during quarantine. So.
Right.
That's true.
This is a break for her.
Yeah.
I don't blame her.
Okay. Now we have Derek, the other Derek.
Mm. He's Derek from Baltimore, too. Hometown of Baltimore.
So he's from Baltimore and he went to Maryland where I went. He's a Terp. Oh. So I'm like into that. Ooh. And he went there at the same time as Bella from season 21. Mm. And so I don't know
that's
if that's how he got.
That's going to come up in the premiere episode.
Right. Like, I don't know if that's how he got in or they just happened to know each other, because Maryland is a big school. So if you, if you knew that person and you had pictures together, I'm assuming that they were, you know, friends. But he's moved to New York City since college. So he's no longer a Baltimore resident.
Mm.
So he's not my favorite anymore.
He's betrayed you. Now he's over there with Donnie.
But I think he's cute and I think he's gonna be fun. Like, I like his vibe.
Yeah.
That one like piece of hair he has like floating in the picture, it gives me good energy. Normally I hate it, but I'm kind of feeling Derek's okay with me. Not more than other Derek, but he's okay. we'll let him stay in the house for now.
And I like that he said he's logical, so he's gonna play more of like a mental strategy game, so I like that.
Absolutely.
He's okay with me.
So Kendrick's eliminated one person. From okay, this is the last person. Kylan Young. So he's a California guy. And he describes himself as optimistic, dynamic, and engaging. Dynamic is an interesting word to describe yourself.
Yeah, and we haven't heard that yet, have we? I don't think we've heard any of the other ones say that they're dynamic. I kind of like that. He kind of looks like Xavier, but with curly hair in a way. Like, say, like structure of face. I mean, not like actually look alike, but I don't know. Kylan, I like the name. You know, we don't have much to judge them on.
I like the right. Name.
Kylan, I like the name. I like that he's from.
I like his vest.
Yeah, nice vest. Oh, he looks, okay, he's, tie.
He's dressed nice there. He right, talks yeah. a lot about past like winners and stuff. Like, he talks about Casey. He talks about Cody. He talks about Dan. He like talks about like past house guests a lot. So I guess he's a super fan. But he really, he seems like he has been preparing and studying, so he might be a good competitor.
Yeah, because he even says he doesn't care about the TV or the cash prize. He's most excited about like playing the game and being social in a Hunger Games like dynamic of building trust and alliances. So hopefully he's cutthroat and, you know, loyal to his alliances and every other bitch's. Bad news.
you know how much it would annoy me if I watched this show, like if I was sit home and I'm watching this show and the person that doesn't care about the money wins the $500,000, that is going to annoy me to the, like the, I'm over here like dripping in student loan debt, but you're like playing for fun. Like, get out of here. Kylan, I hate you too. See, I can't even remember these people's name. Kylan, you're on my list now too.
No, that is true though, because that happened. What season was it when someone like really needed to win? I can't remember. And they came in second and like, it was like gonna like, well, it would change anyone's life, but it was like, they really, really needed the money. And like, that was kind of sad. But it makes it hard when that happens because people on the jury might vote not based on who deserves to win, but because they really feel bad, like they want that person to get the money. So it does kind of like throw things off when that happens. So I don't know, we'll see how it goes, but that's the cast. And I'm happy because it is definitely more diverse. I'm interested to see if there are other members of the LGBTQ community. Do you know anybody else, Donnie? Or did you just know about Derek?
I just know about Derek.
Okay, well, we'll find out.
Yeah, and before we tape this, I didn't even know anyone's name, so don't ask me.
But I know that it's just unfortunate when they do cast and they're like, okay, let's throw in one gay person and let's throw in one black person, and then it's like, okay, and then somebody gets eliminated and then you're left with everybody who's the same. So like, hopefully they did make it more diverse with the LGBTQ community as well. It also, not that I'm like obsessed with showmances, but it's like, if you never have multiple gay people in the house, then you're never going to be able to have a showmance.
Right.
Not that there will be one automatically if there are more than one gay person in the house or something, but yeah. So
because even season 9, when that was the whole couples gimmick, they did have a gay couple right off the bat, and then like the episode where they kissed, one of them got pulled out of the house for like an emergency and had to leave. So we still don't know why he was pulled out of the game to this day, but CBS was like, I don't think
right.
so.
Right, any emergency, okay.
Emergency, right. Make this stop.
The sponsors are screaming. That's the emergency.
Actually, was it season 2? Oh gosh. Okay, I'm gonna have to like look back, but in early season there was an openly gay cast member went back when like it was really hard for them it was really hard to come out. And I'm not saying it's not hard now, but back when the show premiered in what was it, 2000? It was a big deal. And there were people who at that time were openly like, I don't like gay people, like in the cast. Mm-hmm. And so they had to like, have these conversations, and it actually brought about like a lot of really meaningful conversations, because someone who was super ignorant and super like hard-headed ended up being like, well, I really like you, so let me kind of like grapple with this in my own mind and try to reconcile this, and has since, you know, kind of changed their viewpoint just from having that kind of interaction. And so it's not just TV, you guys.
Yeah, you're right. Now,
that reminds me, like, because like Donnie had me watching The Real World, was it San Francisco?
Yeah, recently.
And like, that's like the story with Pedro. Like, everyone just like, you know, some people were coming in like, no, I'm this, I'm that, I don't believe in that. And like, by the end of the season, it kind of like, you know, we're starting to reevaluate their views. Not many of them, but some of them kind of, you know, reevaluating their views. So it's good stuff. I like when reality TV works the correct way.
Yes.
Yes, we love to see it. So now that we've been through everyone, who do you guys want to win? Who's your fave?
I want Tiffany and or Claire to win. Something about each of them, they're not necessarily my favorites, but something about them, I want to see them get to the end. And I think that the money would be, either the money or the experience would be good for them. With that said, I would like Xavier to make it to the top three because I want to see him on TV and for the rest of the summit.
Yeah, okay. So I'm saying that I want an alliance, and then I want Tiffany, Frenchie, Aza, Curly Q Christian, Brent, and Derek all in an alliance until the end. They're going to be called the Sinister Six. And then I want Frenchie to be the backhanded player and stab them all in the back and win.
Frenchie?
Wow. Yes. Is it because he's from Tennessee?
It is.
I love 100%. That. That would be, here we go. That would be quite a twist because I wouldn't see him being like a backstabber necessarily.
Right. See, I think he just comes in with the whole, like, I'm a farmer, and then just kind of like, I'm going to use this rake to kill you. You know, just kind of, I'm here for it. Use your imagination, people.
I'm actually going to go with Derek Frazier. I want Derek to win because he's a podcaster. So
yes,
that's, you know, cool. And I like that he is a member of the LGBTQ community. And he's a black man, male house guest. And so that would be great to have a winner actually be represented with, you know, not just the same type of person all the time. And he says he's there to win the money. So he wants to win and it means something to him. He's not there just for fun and games. And I actually feel like the fact that he said he's a leader means that I think that he'll have like the strength to kind of make his alliance, like kind of make people work for him. So I feel like he has like that working for him, and he's cute. So I'm into it. I like him.
Yeah.
I'm digging it.
But obviously if one of the Baltimore people won, that would be cool too.
Can I ask, I'm like genuinely trying to think, cause like, I remember it being a big deal when Tamar won, that like she was the first black winner of American Big Brother. Has a black person won the
the regular season?
Like regular, yeah.
No.
Okay.
No. Not at all. And this is season 23.
Jesus. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Oh boy. So I just rooted for Frenchie, everyone. A black man rooting for a white man to win again. So
I wasn't gonna say it.
But he is a proud member of the NAACP.
So that's, there we go.
Our very own Rachel Dolezal.
There we go.
That's why it was really hard. Season 21 was really hard because the only black male contestant was eliminated first, right? David,
yeah.
Yeah, he was eliminated first. And it was night one. And the person who got to pick the four people that were up for elimination is the person who ended up winning. And he was like basically found to be racist.
Yeah.
Like, was that the Jackson guy?
Yes.
So I tried to watch that season. Jackson gave me vibes, and that's the reason I stopped watching, actually. And then everything you just said. So
yeah,
Kendrick Tucker was right based on 3 minutes of television, everyone.
When you know, you know. Right.
When you know, you know. Yeah. There we go.
Okay. So I'm so excited to be doing this with you guys. So I just want to tell everyone who's listening, we won't all always be available every week for recording. So it's going to be like a surprise to everyone. Where are you? who you get and when you get us. It.
Yeah.
Boom.
But I'm really excited. And so if you want to hear more from us, obviously, hopefully you'll tune in again here at It's All Happening with Amanda. It'll probably be like every other week on my podcast, but also you can follow me on Instagram at It's All Happening X. I also have a Twitter, but I don't really use it, so don't bother. And so where can everyone find you guys and follow you and everything so that they can be stay in tune?
Sure. You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Real Donniewood. And then you can follow my podcasts. I Am the Cute One, a Mary-Kate and Ashley podcast, and also Truly Anything. And they are both available wherever you get your shows.
Perfect. And I'm Kendrick. You can find me on all major platforms. Podcast is called Me and You, the Housewives of Marvel 2, but it's soon to be rebranded as just Housewives of Marvel 2. All platforms. You can find me on Instagram at Housewives Marvel Podcast. Send me a DM. I like talking foolish in the DM. So just engage with us. We're looking forward to it.
Yes. And you're looking for more Marvel friends, right? Like podcasters yes. who do Marvel stuff.
Yes. I have some good ones. It's just like we all, like all of our schedules are just so like different from when we like do stuff. And they all have like, you know, I have a day-to-day job obviously too, but they all have theirs too, and I just feel like I don't talk to them as much as I talk to the reality TV side of people. So I don't know, it's weird. I want more. Let's get some more connection out there, you know. I'm gonna make some new Big Brother friends along the way. Why not make right. a few, you know, new Marvel friends?
I found a couple accounts, like a couple have started popping up, new ones, mm-hmm. and so that's exciting. But yeah, if anyone's listening and you are either a Big Brother fan or you have a Big Brother fan account, DM us and reach out and, you know, share our memes. We'll share yours. Like, I would yes. love to make more Big Brother friends just because I don't know that many people who watch, especially in our podcaster community, which is why I'm mm-hmm. glad you guys wanted to do this with me because I was like, the thought of like trying to organize like a different guest every week is a lot when there's not.
Yeah.
You really have to commit to watching 3 episodes a week. So.
Yeah. It's a lot, but we're all in. We're locked in for the ride.
All in, yes. I heard, okay, wait. I heard that the theme is, it has, wait, what is the
like
theme?
Like Monte Carlo, like Beach Club.
Yeah. That should be fun.
What does that mean? Yeah.
Just like the house, like the vibes. There's not really
the house is like very beachy. Like so, there's a seashell room.
Someone showed me a picture of the HOH room and the ceiling.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it was like mold. It looked like a cafeteria in high school ceiling in this like beautiful. I don't know if that's what it's gonna look like tomorrow when we see it, but I'm definitely gonna be on the lookout.
Wait, is this the HOH room?
Yes.
Yes, but there's a different picture, a different angle, mm-hmm. and you can see the ceiling with the microphone attached, and it is, it looks like it's the same ceiling that was put in for season one and never checked. It looked like they had a leak. It looked
water
like
damage.
This is so bizarre with like the weird like coral thing in the middle of all the beds, but I mean, I like the beachy vibe, so I think
yeah.
Big Brother Beach Club.
Okay.
Okay, fun. And I like that they're gonna have teams early on. I feel like that'll be a good way to get people to start like making enemies.
Mm-hmm.
So we have people high hopes. They're gonna try to
hold on to those, like, well, she was in my original team, so I'm gonna take her to the end. Like, get the hell out of here. Just go with the strong player and try to win some money. Good Lord.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you all for listening. I can't wait to talk more with Kendrick and Donnie. And make sure you go find us, follow us, subscribe to everyone's podcast, and we will see you next time. Hey, strangers, I feel like the worst podcaster alive because I've totally been neglecting my duties and leaving you all out to dry while I've had this episode ready to go. I just couldn't get it out. If you follow me on Instagram, you've seen that my life has been a little bit chaotic, and it's probably just like a normal person's life. But after months of having absolutely nothing, not one thing to do, it's a lot. And it's all good things. Nothing bad is happening, but a new job, a bathroom renovation. I also volunteer. I have 6 tutoring clients and this podcast, and I'm trying to make memes. I mean, I'm trying to get my shit together, but the creativity is a little bit stifled when I've got all these things going on in my mind. So I'm trying to make sure that I keep this as a priority because it's really one of my favorite things to do. And I really appreciate you guys sticking with me. So this week's episode is a delay. So you know what? It's all right though. We're going to be talking about 2 weeks ago, Potomac. And you know, we're just going with it. So I had Stephanie from the Mocha Minutes podcast on, and we talked about Real Housewives of Potomac. We're both Baltimore girls. So we talked about that. We talked about things that are going on with the election. So lots of real life things. And we had so much fun. She is hilarious. And if you don't already follow her or listen to your podcast, you need to. I have 2 actual guests this week. My second guest, his name is Stanley, and you may remember him from a couple of weeks ago on Real Housewives of Potomac. He was the karate instructor that Wendy's son Cruz went to. And so we got a little bit of insight into the filming process. You know, I don't want him to spill any secrets or anything like that. So we got as much info as we could. And he also shared that he previously knew another one of the Real Housewives of Potomac ladies. So you're going to have to keep your ears open for that interview, which is going to be towards the end of this week's episode. And again, I really appreciate your patience as I've been, you know, putting this off, but I've been trying to get all of my, you know, job things done, which is just lame. But thank you. And I can't wait